I looked at the size difference between recordings in Opus and in Vorbis, sorry. And it's twice as big. So yeah, we're going to use Opus. We're going to keep using Opus. Does that mean that we're going to have to kind of cut back on, or we're just going to have to come up with a different way to handle to come up with a different way to handle Opus? That means I'm going to have to keep it on my home server, and people are just going to have to go out and listen to it there, because it's not being worked on. It's not being worked, and not being worked, it's like, well, what's the point of this? Guy, so back to using Opus. Let me tell you. I said something to Rob Swindell, of course, about how text files were going, and you know what? He did it. He fixed it exactly the way that I had hoped he would. And so now you can actually create text files in the system. And they're there, and they're wonderful, and wow. So it's really kind of cool. For now, I'm going to keep using my existing Gopher server, because it's got a lot more functionality for right now. I don't know how long that's going to last. PyGopher D is kind of a small internet multifunction tool in a cool way. So that's where that kind of fits into things. I've always liked it. And you know, when push comes to shove, I really don't know how much of a VBS person I'm really gonna be. I'll probably just keep it running to keep it running. And the fact that it actually runs my static web server, and it does let's encrypt for a few things. You know, it'd be really groovy if I could get a JavaScript version of a lot of what it does. So yeah, I may very well say, you know what? I think I'm gonna do a much more powerful Gopher server. Maybe generalize it a little bit more to make it so that it can fill the same hole that PyGopher does. The problem with PyGopher is it's pretty much gone. It's not really, you know, I don't think anybody's really doing good things with it. I was once a really big fan of Gopher, Buck D, which is Bucktooth, and it uses Gopher maps. Those are kind of cool because you can do a lot of different things with Gopher maps. So I'm kind of looking at that as kind of a possibility You know, it just depends on how I see when I start digging into the gopher innards. Especially if I can integrate, and it should be rather easy, if I can integrate these text files. It's already got, you know, it's already got everything for messages and for files. Those are all really good. So if I bring most of my files into I don't know how many I'm really going to do, because honestly, you know, honestly, I don't know how worthwhile it all really is. I brought in a whole bunch of DOS stuff, so I've got a big DOS, the cream of the crop DOS collection. I think it's volume 2. I put on it, and that was really good, because it was just to suck it in, and it was beautiful type of a thing. And you know, I used to be really a DOS guy back in the day before I really got into Unixy stuff. But I don't really know if that's a thing anymore. Being a big file store, I don't think is a huge thing unless you've got specialized files that you really like. Everybody who chats on Telnet talks about HBBS as a hobby, running a BBS as a hobby. And it's like, yeah, it is. And you really want to make yours in particular be unique. And so yeah, it's just just kind of exciting to do it that way. It's really working well. The only thing I really don't like about it is the fact that I can't really use it for what's one of my good issues? I can't really use it for composition very readily. You know, when I'm behind firewalls, that's really the one good thing about wikis, is that it's really, really good for composition, and really good for composition text-based that you can render as a website. That's really where these things shine. And so I may just come up with a really basic we'll see, you know, I don't know, because honestly, I can use shell to do this kind of stuff, and that seems to work well through my firewall if I use shell in a box, which I was using quite a bit at Pantex, you know, because you're basically waiting for something to do. And so yeah, to some extent, I think that's that can be this job too. But we'll see how it goes. Wasn't this guy mowing here last time? Sheesh, man. Anyway, I see the same guy. He seems to be mowing the same piece of ground. I find the whole thing very intriguing. got a really big pivot out here. Boy, a really big one. I thought, that is a long old pivot. Anyway, so I Synchronet VBS is really kind of cool. I think I want to look at how it does Gopher and build off of that. Although, to be honest, you know, well, no, it's fine because the Gopher part's fine because I won't be trying to do it with HTTP. It's not going to be a Gopher HTTP server with some other things bolted on. I don't know exactly what I want to try to do if I really want to do anything with Gemini or with any of those other things, because honestly, I've got an HTTP interface into other things. What I need to do is I need to work on making these text files viewable through HTTP. Although, to be honest, I would just as soon force them into other things. You know, it says you shouldn't be playing around on HTTP, HTTPS forever. You know, not particularly, it's just not particularly groovy. So, yeah. Anyway, so. Trying to figure out how the web thing really works. I think that's since it uses JavaScript, I think that's just a little bit more involved. So to be honest, I think I can just stick with trying to make the Gopher a little more. A little cooler, you know. A lot of places don't like Synchronet VBS Gophers because it really it's just stupid Gopher content. You know, it's not what people normally think of as kind of a substitute for FTP, but it is. You know, so maybe I'll just say, you know what, I'm going to go with that. I might make it so it's off to the side, so it's not very it doesn't immediately know that it's being run by Synchronet VBS. I can put kind of a Gopher front end on it, you know, use a Gopher map to do it, which that's all it does. A Gopher map is just kind of a spit out of stuff. So to be really honest, it'd be kind of cool to just have the Gopher.js and then have kind of a Gopher map file off to the side, and you can kind of wire things in that way. That'd be kind of groovy. Of course, you can also hard code it too. There's nothing against doing hard coding. You know, it's a fairly standard format that's used to make this stuff happen. So that could be really groovy. So I'm settling on some more things, doing some more things. I'm really excited about the text file section, and I might have to do some adjustments to menus. You know, menus may have to get goofed around with just to make text files more prominent. And maybe to de-emphasize files, because I don't really have that many files that I feel like, well, you know, they're there, don't get weird about it. But yeah, definitely say, you know, this is something that that's good to look at. All right. Now I've got more of that stuff worked out, and it feels pretty good. Number two, I can make really cool text files that have a little bit of junk in them. You know, you want to be careful how you do that, because if you're going to be using the Gopher a lot, I wonder if it tends to try to strip out stuff. If it does, that's good. And if it doesn't, maybe that's something that I need to kind of build into it, is a capacity to do this. Anyway, I went shopping for lunch, picked up some stuff, got some more summer sausages. I'm going to try not to eat too many of those, because honestly, I'm not very far from home, but it's good to have for a backup. Summer sausages are the ultimate food. You know, it's basically nigh on to pemmican that you can buy, and it's pretty cheap, and it'll definitely keep you on your feet when you're trying to stay alive. So, and I got, what else did I get? I got some soups. I went to Dollar General, and they do Clover Valley, which is cheaper versions of a lot of things. I got a can of beef stew for when I just get tired of everything else. What else do I have? Gracious. What's this? Oh, and I got chunk chicken breast. This is Clover Valley stuff too. $5.50 for a 2-pack. I'm not sure exactly if that's the cheapest price available, but to be honest, going into Clovis and going to the Walmart takes too much time. So this is good, and it's on my thing. And let me tell you, does it support the local community? Yeah, sort of. Anyway, I got some of those. I think I got a couple of cans of corn. Three for a dollar is pretty good price for corn. So, probably a little smaller than the standard size corn, maybe. Anyway, so. That's what I've got going. I still need to go and see about. I need to do it soon, because light's going to start becoming a larger issue on weekday nights. I would really like to get my little car back in service. And I really do think it's just a connector corrosion problem. It seems to be kind of intermittent. And I don't think it really comes from some system failing in the transmission. So I'm going to do that, and we're going to just see what I can kind of pull together there. I may end up just taking some ends off of things and doing electrical tape. It really depends on what this connector looks like. If it looks like a really rough, you know, multi-pin horror show, I'll just have to work with that and see what I can come up with for cleaning some of the corrosion off and making sure that things are kind of good again. So that's where that stands. I don't want to be using this too much, because honestly, I think Sam wants this vehicle, once he gets done with basic training and with whatever tech school he goes to, once he finally needs another vehicle again, I'll sell it to him. Now, you know, I sell my cars for cheap to my kids. $500. My Caleb got, I think he got taken to the cleaners. But his car is still working. It's still doing pretty good. And, well, he's got a big truck. And, he's coming on to a good job. He's actually going to probably be paid staff at Camp Hill, which is groovy, man. That is awesome that he's going to be the guy doing all that. I hope they seem really happy with him. And it's like, this is great. So my kids are all doing very interesting things, which is to some degree what I hoped for. Brenna Jelaine, interesting. She was always kind of the quiet one that didn't really do much. Boy, I tell you, man, she has been the most interesting of all for just going out and doing crazy stuff. She's been to China. She's been to Vermont, which is close to China, sort of. South Korea. She's taken trips to Haiti. She's probably going to other places in Latin America coming up this coming year. And, it's pretty, really pretty cool. And so I find that interesting. Even Shayna, who's going down a weird road that I really wish she wouldn't have gone down. Number one, I don't think it was necessary at all. But she went there. She says, no, you know, she says, I'm a man. I says, no, you're taking testosterone and you took off your breasts. I said, you aren't a man. I'm not going to call you one. You're still Shayna and you're still my daughter. I says, but I says, you know, she's probably doing, she's doing good things too. She seems to be a very integral part of the same Camp Hill village that Caleb's at. And, marvelous, marvelous, you know, and am I happy for her too? I go, yeah, I am. She's found a good place to be. It fulfills her. It's great. I don't know. Well, you know, I just don't know. Anyway. I still need to come up with something for Matthew. You know, he and Sam get along pretty good. Because we have to be kind of thinking about who's going to ultimately take Matt when me and Mom are gone. And I don't want that just to happen when we die. You know, and you go, well, that's pretty... You know, it says, well, let me tell you, Matt's an interesting guy. He doesn't get along with me much. And he really likes to be independent. And I don't think he's really into staying with me and Mom because that doesn't make him independent. But he doesn't want to be, but he can't be just on his own. Oops, we still got tarantulas out doing the dance. The guys have to dance for the girls to impress them. The girls kill them and eat them anyway, but or at least kill them. I think they eat them too. I'm not sure. Anyway, so yeah, it's that whole thought of, you know, we got to think for the future for Matt, although it's probably a little early for some of the kids. Lisa talked to Shayna about it, and Shayna basically said, you know what, I don't think I've got my life together to be responsible for anybody. You go, well, that's not difficult to be responsible for, but anyway. I see, and you know, other places have more more interesting things to do. That's the big problem with Tucumcari. Tucumcari, Matt had a couple of things to do. It wasn't much at all. But those things kind of fell apart. And nobody wants to really worry about him. And we kind of need support employment tied to one of our kids. And the thing is, you know what? Military bases have a lot of supported employment things. Although right now, my military people are you know, Josh is really busy with his family and what he's doing. Caleb might be the good person for him to do. I don't know if Kale really wants to have anything to do with him, to be honest. I don't know. Sam seemed to be okay with it. But yeah, Kale's not in the military anymore, and he's gonna put himself in a good situation and things like that. That's weird, and being at that DD farm, those guys want big money. They don't want to have your brother living with you and doing this or doing that. You know? That makes for a weird situation. But, you know, if there's some kind of supported employment opportunity up there, because I think Matt really enjoyed working. Getting his own money and being able to enjoy it. You know, it's just, he's so much better as a volunteer, because then he doesn't have to worry about how he's going to do all the record keeping for his SSI. Nobody gets weird about his SSI. He's kind of like this free on board guy. You can put him to work doing stuff, and he's okay. So, anyway, I don't know. I don't know what that stuff goes to. Everybody else seems to be not, I don't mean to be rude, stable enough, not stable enough to help out Matt. These situations, really kind of concerned about group homes or stuff like that, because I remember when I was a job coach with a supported employment kind of outfit, and these people were having sex with each other all the time. You know, this was something that they really did, and of course, you know, the first thing is, boy, if you're going to do this, you need to sterilize your child, because they're going to do that. So when it came time to it, I talked to Lisa about it, and boy, she was just adamant, no, we're not doing that. It's like, okay. So that kind of puts us into a hard thing that you really can't put him in the hands of other people, because other people don't care, and other people will let this stuff go on, and yeah, it'll just cause huge problems. And this isn't stuff that Matt needs to be getting into particularly. Anyway, so I don't know. See, I don't know what to put Matt on to. I want him to do something positive and productive. And it's like, so what is that going to entail in Tucumcari, carrying New Mexico? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know what's around that Matt can be a part of. Because you can't just let Matt go off and do it. It's something you got to talk Lisa into. And Lisa has never shown a particular interest in getting too involved in this stuff. So I don't know. Oh, a Family Dollar truck. Oh my gosh. Woohoo. Okay. We're just a few miles out of Ragland. I think it's like 6 miles from Ragland. And then on to Tucumcari. So, you know, I think this is about all I got to do today. Something to think about is how to kind of handle Matt going forward. What kind of things can we come up with? I need to contact Enmersh and say, you know, I go to Cannon Air Force Base every day and I work there. Is there some support employment opportunities out there? I need to contact them about that. See what's out there and see what can be pulled together. Anyway, so that would give Matt something to do while I'm working on base. Although, you know what? I think they're going to have me travel a bit, so I'm not going to be very useful that way. So anyway, okay. Something to think about. Talk to you later. Bye.